the unfailing word of God. There's so many promises found in the word of God, whether in the area of giving and in the area of praying, which is our subject today. But in giving, you know, we always hear this, we can never outgive God. When we obey the principles in giving, you and I would enjoy the benefits of what he has promised. Let me just give you a testimony. Some of you probably heard it, but, you know, just to let you know that the principle found in the word of God, it works. It works. When we obey it, there's blessings attached to it. Most of you know my testimony. I've been gone from my work for over a year. So when I got back, last January, I lost count of how many years I've been with the company. And then I just got an email, and then I was approached by my manager that they were going to honor me on my number of years of service, more than 20 years of service. And so the thing about this is we recognize that God is the source. When we say that he's the source, he can touch the hearts of people to bless us. He can touch the hearts of the owners of the company where you're working for, like in my case. That's what he did. In spite of being gone for that long, they would have said, and you know, I've shared with you how they helped me out. God touched their hearts to grant me favor to help me with my financial condition. And it's God who touched them. That's divine favor. And do you know that as they honored me, they also blessed me financially. And to think now, probably they would say, oh, we give her that much already, you know, just give her a piece of cake and that's it. No. There was another financial blessing attached to them honoring me. One of the owners even sent me an email when I expressed my gratitude. So, you know what? Let's always do what the Word of God teaches us. We give God thanks, and we express our thanksgiving to the instruments that God uses to bless us too. And so I did. I sent an email, and one of the senior partners even responded to my email, and, you know, kind words, gracious words. And one thing that touches me is that when we say that all authority comes from God, for someone like him, even graciously part of that celebration, it was such an honor to know that, number one, God sees all of our labors. If you're working and you're doing all that you can, and it's like you're going an extra mile, it's like you scratch your head. At times you don't get a pat on the back. The attitude towards that is always remember that you are serving God first. When, let's say, seemingly, you know, your bosses don't appreciate you, never mind. Lord, I will also give my best. And I've seen that. Patience pays off. You persevere, you do your best, and God will do the rest. Amen? And so just to encourage you in the area of giving, you know how it will come back to you in a manner unexpectedly. At times it's like, oh my goodness, Lord, what? Blessings come from God. Amen? God is true to his word. Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you and if you're able to stand and rise to honor the Lord, please turn your Bibles to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel, it is found in the Old Testament. Daniel, it's right after Ezekiel. Okay. Daniel 9. Praise God. Let me know if you're there. Praise the Lord. Daniel 9. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, Daniel is a prophet of God. He's a man of God. Understood. Look at this. I want you to take this to heart. I, Daniel, understood from where? From the books or the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. Verse 4. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with all who love him and obey his commands, We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The men of Judah and people of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. So this is the part of the one element of his prayer was confession. O Lord, we and our kings, our princes, and our fathers are covered with shame because why? We have sinned against you, acknowledging sinning against God. The Lord our God, look at this. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the word spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing upon us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all these disasters come upon us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. Where do we find the truth? The word of God. That's right. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster upon us, for the Lord our God, look at this, is righteous in everything, in all he does, in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed him. Now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned, we have done wrong. O Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our fathers have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now look at verse 17. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. So he was praying to God. For your sake, O Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, O God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act. For your sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. Now, we're just going to jump because for the sake of time. Look at verse 20. While I was speaking and praying. Look at this. And now this is the result of his prayer. While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, who's Gabriel? He is an angel. The man, he came in a vision in the form of a man. The man I had seen in the earlier vision came to me in swift flight. I love that. About the time of the evening sacrifice. And look at this. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, an answer was given, which I come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Now I want you to jump chapter 10. Look at verse 2. At the time I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. Fasting is a sign of mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. So eating choice food and meat and putting lotion, it's a sign of rejoicing and celebration. But at that moment, he did not do that because his heart was led to pray and fast and seek God. Amen. Now, I want you to jump to the result of his prayer once more. An angel came to him again. Look at this, verse 10. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Verse 12, then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But look at verse 13. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, another angel, now he's a warring angel, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. Let's pray. Lord, we turn to your word, O God, and we ask, Holy Spirit, grant us understanding from the word in the area of praying, how much it's a privilege for all of us to be taught how to pray by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. That prayer is so powerful, O God, that, Lord, we can never really limit you, O God, in what you can accomplish through people like us, ordinary and yet, Lord, empowered by your Spirit. That, Lord, our prayer can even affect a nation, nations, God. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, for everyone gathered today. We give you praise, Lord God, for Holy Spirit, you're our teacher and our guide. Grant us the grace to apply what we're going to learn, what you're going to teach us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Last Sunday, we touched a subject that, you know, for us believers, there's this heightening, or we need to have an awareness of the spiritual battle that we are engaged in. And so we read that in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 when it says, we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. And there is, you know, we sang that earlier, that when you and I come to the Lord in prayer, when we humble ourselves before God and learn how to wait upon the Lord, there is this, He gives to us that kind of strength, a supernatural strength. And the word, you know, the Holy Spirit was being very poetic with the choice of His words, as we find that in the book of Isaiah 40, that those who wait on the Lord shall what? What would happen? We shall renew our strength. And it gives us a picture of what that kind of strength is. And we will mount up with wings like eagles. We've mentioned this several times in our previous Bible studies, how, why an eagle? Because an eagle has the ability to soar high, really high. Amen. And it has that strength in its wings that it can have that ability to reach that kind of height. And God is telling us that when you and I learn how to wait upon Him, and humbly ask, God, I need your strength, Lord. He gives us that strength that causes us to rise above difficult circumstances, how no matter how it may be like that problem is pressing us so hard that the intent of the enemy is really to pull us down. But praise God. You know, our hope is in the Lord. We turn to God. We turn to God who is the source of help. Help comes from the Lord. And one of the verses that you and I would always, that's one of my personal favorite verses, and I would quote it all the time. Lord, my help comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth. What does that tell us? Maker of heaven and earth, that things were created because of His spoken word. And as students of the word of God, you and I believe the Spirit of God will encourage you and me in the area of praying and in the area of also confessing God's word. Amen. We talked about how we need that power. And because you and I are engaged in a what kind of battle? It's not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. Because the battle is spiritual. Now let's turn to what the word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to start with verse 3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. So the battle is not physical. So we don't need nuclear weapons to fight the spiritual battle. No. It's, look at this. Although we are here on this earth, it says we do not wage war as the world does. The world would use military weapons in wars, no? But here, God is telling us there is a battle that's raging, that you're going to need my strength, and you're going to need the weapons I'm going to give you, and learn how to use these weapons skillfully. Amen. Now, jump to, let's look at verse 4. The weapons we fight with are not carnal, are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have what? Divine power to demolish strongholds. What are strongholds? Stronghold is an area in which people are held bondage or captive. Parang spiritually, they're imprisoned. And you know where that starts? We always say this, in the mind. In the mind. And that's why, you know, this topic is really very, very important, because God would want us to guard our thoughts, our mind, our thinking process. So it tells us that they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So what is that stronghold again? It's an area in our lives. It's the way we think. And this is what the enemy would use to develop that kind of stronghold. So stronghold, again, is an area in which people are held captives or imprisoned by the lies of Satan due to a certain way of thinking. I'll give you an example. Let's say in the area of praying, as a Christian, you would say, my prayer can even impact the nation? What can my prayer do? I'm just alone. We read in the book of Daniel how one man prayed. He was just one. But how his prayer affected the entire nation. And so you might think, oh, that's too high for me. I need some proof as to where I'm living in. Oh, yes. What I'm just saying is, if God used someone to impact a nation, God can also use us to impact the people close to us. In our sphere of influence, whether at home, if you're a young person, in school, how you can be used by the Lord. Talk about schools. How many of us would say it's a true statement that our young people need the Lord? That's why, young people, we are passionate about equipping you, strengthening you in your walk with God, how you can be used by God. You can be used by God to win many more young people for the Lord. Minds. Why is it that someone can do that? Because so many things happen in the lives of people, and we're not here to judge anyone. We know that painful things can happen in someone's life that can make that person negative. Negativity has such an impact, and even when negative things happen, and see how when you and I give the enemy like a small room, he would just like, ooh. Let's say unforgiveness. If someone has hurt us, it could be someone in the family. And how, when we nurture that, and then, you know what? It can, sa Tagalog nagsasanga, it would branch to so many things. It would start with resentment. That resentment is, oh, I don't want to see her. Oh, cut off relationship. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. As long as I live, I'm not going to talk to you. Until you and I give Satan that room, and how that resentment builds up to seething anger. That's why some people, he just snapped. Snap. No, it was a long time of period wherein the mind has become like a field for Satan. For someone to have that kind of anger, we know that it all started with the mind. Amen? But praise the Lord that the Word of God tells us that God has given us weapons to demolish this strongholds, amen? Divine power that God has given us. And what are these weapons? I'm just going to give you five weapons, but we're going to focus in the area of prayer and praise. What are these spiritual weapons God has given us? The name of Jesus. You could see that in the book of Acts. When you read the book of Acts, how the early disciples, when they prayed in the name of Jesus. They were even able to cast out evil spirits in Jesus' name. Amen? Praise God. The blood of Jesus. In Revelation, it tells us that we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. That's why we pray, Lord, cover my family. with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we could even say, Lord, cover my mind with the blood of Jesus, that I will not allow. I'll be on guard, that I will not allow the deceit, the lies of the enemy to creep in my mind. Amen. Do you know that he is relentless? Let's say today you have overcome one of his lying tactics, and you were able to come today. You overcame something today. That's why you're here. And you know what? Later on, he will have another approach. But his tactics, they're always the same. He would always have this old bag of tricks, because he knows us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our weak points. That's why the Bible tells us we need to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Amen? Praise God. We need the power of God. So we have the name of Jesus. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the Word of God. That's found in the book of Ephesians, that the Word of God is a sword of the Spirit. That's why you and I need to study the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, and confess the Word of God, and praise and prayer 4 and 5. So we have the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God. What else? Praise and prayer. Let me read to you. For some of you who love to read, can I just encourage you to grab a copy of this? If you do as a Christian, go ask Brother Ruel for that website ng Christian Books. Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. Very, very good book. It talks about how you and I should guard our minds from so many things, from worry to fear, doubts, reasonings, arguments at times to say, we think we're right. But we use the Word of God to let us know whether what we are thinking about is in line with God's Word. So let me just read to you a portion of what she said here in this book. Because some of you might say, we talked about that. And yet, look at this. Look at what she said. As long as we are on this earth, you and I will need to study in the areas of thoughts and words. How important. The Word of God tells us the importance of our thoughts and the words that you and I speak. No matter how much we know in any area, there are always new things to learn. Is that true? Some of you might say, I have read this verse previously, but when you and I read it, we come across the same verse and there's like a new revelation that the Spirit of God will give to us. Amen? Because the Word of God is like a mine. As you and I continually dig the Word of God, we see, wow, another treasure that the Spirit of God has given us. Amen. So there are always new things to learn and things we have previously learned that we need to be refreshed in. And so the Spirit of God is telling us we cannot have the attitude, I already heard that. But you know what? You and I need to be reminded. Yes, a fresh reminder. Amen. Especially in the area of prayer. How many of us would admit that at times we come too close to giving up in our praying? Why? Because waiting is never easy. Waiting is never pleasant. Because in our mind, in our natural thinking, we would say, Lord, I need that right now. We need it immediately. And so how we would always say this, we live in a fast-paced society, so we want everything done right away, right away. Can I say this to parents? You have young children. I just want to insert this. The culture that you and I are living in, we tend to kind of apply that also even in our spiritual lives. How we have a generation that's growing up as far as you have all this technology with your smartphones and our children, they have their own tablets. And how the enemy can use that to, it becomes, I wouldn't say a hindrance, but it can kind of impair developing patience in the minds of our young children. Have you seen children that when their tablet dies, it's like, they go bananas and coconuts. When they scroll their tablets and then they don't get immediately what they want to look at. I've seen that kind of reaction and it's like, wow. And so as a word to young parents, it's good to kind of limit them. explain, you know, of course, you're teaching them how to use that, because when they start to go to school, they're going, everything is done through computers. And yet, we need to tell them how to wait, because they also want everything done instantly. So when we apply that in our praying, and we adopt that kind of thinking, you and I can get frustrated, like that little child that says, "Oh, my tablet died." Oh. And when the you have slow internet at home, we need to upgrade our internet. It's like, we want things right away. Have you experienced that? Even among the older folks, hello, not just children, hello. Be truthful. And so when you and I apply that in our prayer life, we also get frustrated. Because, you know, we have to know that we read that God is righteous in all of his ways. The seemingly delay, God has a purpose for. Much as we want that, we would immediately want that. And God knows our struggles when you and I are still in that mode of waiting for specific prayer requests that we have been praying about and it has been taking that long. Amen. So that's why you and I need to have our minds renewed by the word of God. And so that's why, look at what it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Oh, before you go there, I'm sorry, before you go there. So, on the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So, God has given us power to demolish those strongholds in the minds that that Satan has built. So, in our praying, i-demolish po yan, parang Lego blocks that in our praying, it's like, oh, that would crash and come down. And you and I begin to see, wow. And we get that revelation from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If there's someone you've been praying about, so there is a stronghold that becomes like a wall, like a brick wall, through prayer and fasting, that can be demolished. And it's, you know what, we can say this. That's why the enemy wants us to not to do it. Because he knows for a fact that when we as Christians continue to pray in the fervency and in the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I would see results. You and I would see results. We need this study for us right now, because all of us, including myself, to be reminded that there's power in praying and we should never give up. Never give up on the people that you and I are praying for. Amen. Praise God. And so we look at verse 5. We demolish. What do we demolish? Arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God. Example, a thought that when a person is going through problems, one lie that the enemy would put in their mind is, God does not love me. God has forgotten me. You know what? I give up. Well, all of these problems, they're come crashing on me. It's like, how can I believe that God loves me? All of these things are happening to me, my family, all that. But we have to realize that there's an enemy who's trying to do that. But there's help. But there's help when you and I would know and remember that we can come to the Lord and humble ourselves before God in prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. So you and I can demolish those thinking patterns. And look at this. And we take captive every thought. Every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Make this mind obedient to Christ. As an example, we always use this as an example in the area of forgiveness. When God says, forgive one another. But Lord, you know what this person did. The Lord says, forgive anyway. But Lord, you know what? It's hard, God. But forgive anyway. And so when you and I would take these thoughts, not choose to remember those painful words or painful actions done to us, we submit our mind. Lord, you know that my mind has been, it's like a, how do you call that? A video coming through my mind. Lord, remembering, Lord God, what the word this person has said to me, what this person has did to me. That's the enemy trying to magnify that. But instead, Lord, I come to you, God, and I submit my mind to you. Lord, cleanse me from all of these thoughts, God, from this anger, Lord God, from this resentment. Lord, you know that. Just tell it to the Lord as it is. And Lord, I ask for your help. And then we go to what the word of God says. Look at Romans 12:2. Now we can go to Romans. Romans 12:2. It says, Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we should not think the way the world thinks. How does the world think in the area of relationships? If someone has done something wrong, the world would say, get even, right? But if what does the word of the Lord teach us? When somebody throws a stone, do you throw a bigger stone back? Or sabi, give bread. O baka naman sabihin niyo, yung matigas na tinapay. May kasamang palaman. There we go. I like in the area of finances, the Lord has nothing against about saving up for ourselves. There's a thin line between the wisdom in saving up for the rainy days, but if it's just you just accumulate it for yourself and never have any intention to give towards the work of God or give to someone in need, because that's how the world would say, you know what? You owe that. That's your hard-earned money. You know, you owe that to yourself. That's the way of the world. It's always about the me. But again, let me say this again. God does not want us to be irresponsible as far as we are concerned. When it has something to do with saving up for what we need, then do it. But then when God speaks to us and say, oh, give, and alam niyo, when you obey, oh my gosh, the return, when God would bless you as you obey. I've seen that. I have shared that with you so many times. We can never outgive God because God is our bountiful source and supplier. Amen? And so in our giving, so we allow the word of God say it's more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. So now in the area of prayer, where are we in the area of praying? How many of you have known the Lord for quite, let me see the hands of those who know the Lord for more than 5 years now. More than 5 years. A lot of hands. More than 5 years. In the area, you know how ang ating relationship with the Lord, they would ask you, how's your walk with God? Di ba po? Have you heard people ask you that? How's your walk with God? If I ask you, how's your walk with the Lord today? Why walk? Because our relationship with the Lord is a step-by-step thing. How do you walk? It's a step-by-step. And you might have started, you know, being a young Christian, and then you heard teachings about prayer, and how many of you have already experienced your prayer requests being answered? Do you have prayer requests that have been answered? Amen. Oh. Sino wala? Meron, di ba? Meron. So God has His way of building up our faith. Now, when He would want to bring us to the next level in our walk with God, there will be moments wherein the testing of the faith will come in. Wherein, will we still continue to serve God even when things are not going well? Will we still commit ourselves in the area of being part of the intercessory group when you would say, some people would say, oh, you know, I have problems of my own. How can I even be, you know, be a part of being a help to others? And at times, that's what the enemy would do in our minds. Amen? Yung bang, may problema na nga ako eh, problema pa ng iba. No, because when God says, look after each other. Look after each other. In the book of Philippians, let's look at that in the book of Philippians. Let us have our minds be renewed by the word of God. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. Look at verse 3 of chapter 2. Do not do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And your attitude or your thinking should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. I remember when I used to serve in the other church, as far as considering others better than yourselves. We had like a similar setting like this, and we had a time of praying as a church. And the pastor assigned someone else, and in my mind, I should have been assigned to pray for that. That was in my mind. And you know, do you know that God knows our thoughts even before we say it? Mm-hmm. Yes, He does. And the Lord has to kind of nip that bud. It's not about the eloquence of what we say, but it's more of the heart when we come to God in prayer. Amen? And so we should never think of considering ourselves, look at what the Word of God says, better than ourselves. But look at verse 4. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Now, as we go back to why has God called us to pray, some people would say, you know, God is an all-knowing, all-powerful God. Why does even God want us to pray? He can do it in an instant, right? Do we believe that? Oh, yes. But praying, it's like being in partnership with God. Prayer is an act of faith. Here's what the Bible tells us as definition of prayer. Prayer is an act of faith to enforce God's will and praying in the name of Jesus. Let's say that again. Prayer is an act of faith. Brother Nelson used that illustration. Do you know that our faith has muscles? The more you and I use those faith muscles, then our faith gets built up. The more in the area of praying, the more you and I pray, our spiritual muscles gets stronger. You know that for those of you who work out. You see that in the benefits in your own physical bodies, right? You have a goal. There's certain things that you need to work on, whether your abs or your legs or and all that. When you exercise, your muscles are developed and made stronger. And same thing with praying. When God says prayer in James is the prayer of an effective, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. When you heard that verse, what does the Word of God teach us? That your prayers are powerful. So what keeps us from continuing to pray? Like we go back to that example that at times we don't see the results immediately. But you know what? Then we hold on to what the Word of God says. That God says your prayer and mine, they are powerful and effective. Powerful and effective. And when we saw that in the book of Daniel, didn't you see that? As we go there, as we go back, I want us to just highlight what the Word of God teaches us in the book of Daniel 9. Look at this. It says here in Daniel, Daniel 9, verse 22, when the angel came. So do you know that when you and I pray, the Word of God teaches us there's activity in the supernatural realm. Oh, my goodness. We say in the supernatural realm, invisible realm, because we don't see it with our naked eyes. But when you and I pray, do you know that the Lord would release thousands of angels to do the spiritual battle? And that happened to Daniel, right? Look at what was said here from the scriptures. It says, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. How many of us would say that, Lord, I need understanding and insight in my life? Do we need it? Yes, we need understanding. It comes from God. And look at verse 23. As soon as you began to pray, an answer was given. And then when we jump to verse 12, I love this part in verse 12 of chapter 10. When the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day, look at this, the first day that you set your mind to seek God and to humble yourself. So the moment you and I make that decision, Lord, I would set that time for you. And here in the Bible tells us that the moment Daniel decided and set his mind to seek God and to gain understanding and to humble himself before the Lord, look at what the Bible says. Your words were heard. If you have a highlighter, highlight it. Your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. Hallelujah. Do you see this? That how when you and I would use our words in praising God, and we use our words to pray, then something happens po sa heavenlies. Number one, God hears our prayer. Lalong-lalo po when you and I would pray the Word of God. What do we mean by that, praying the Word of God? Example, you need guidance? You would say this, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that your Word tells me that as a daughter or as a son of God, that I'm led by your Holy Spirit. Where do you find that? The Word of God comes from the Bible. Another portion in the Bible says, Lord, you said in your Word that the steps of a righteous person are ordered by you. Lord, order my steps. Lord, I don't know what to do. Lord, give me understanding. Lord, I need wisdom. Amen? And when, you know what happens when God hears his words? Sasabihin niya sa angel, boom! And so the angel would come swiftly. Eh pag ho, hindi natin ginagawa to, yung mga angels na naka-assign sa atin, unemployed. Kapag hindi natin in-exercise, if we don't exercise this privilege that God has given us to pray, siguro yung isang Christian na laging pray ng pray, nakakita nung mga angels, ba't ang busy niya? Kasi yung Christian na taong yun eh, laging nananalangin, kuya, upa, ang bilis ng activity. Eh pag tayo, we give in to laziness, tulog na yung what we're saying here is, that's found in the book of Psalms. When the angels hear, kaya when God hears our prayers, ano, and he would just dispatch the ministering angels. The ministering angels. Do you believe in angels? Amen. Yes, believe, because they exist. They exist. And they're here for us, to minister to us. Amen? Glory to God. And so, let's use our lips and our mouth to pray and use the Word of God even in our praying. Lord, I thank you for your promise. If you are in need, Lord, I thank you for your promise that you said you shall supply for all of my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ. Salvation of a loved one, Lord, you said that, Lord, this is your heart, that no one will perish. God, have mercy on my, and say the name of that person. Say the name of that person. Daniel did it. And one important element of his prayer was, number one, acknowledging God. God, you are great and awesome. God, you are merciful and forgiving. Amen. And Lord, you are righteous in everything you do. And God, I thank you that, Lord, no matter how this loved one of mine has distanced himself or herself to you, God, Lord, in your abundant grace and mercy, Lord, pull her back to you, God. Lord, draw her near to you. Draw him near to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, when you and I are reminded of the power of prayer, God would want us to remember that, you know what? He is here. He is here through the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. And lastly, because we're going to devote the rest of the time in our praying, let's look at the book of Romans. When you and I would feel like, you know what? I need divine inspiration. I need encouragement in the area of praying. Do we all need that? Oh, yes, we do. The book of Romans, and we're going to take our communion, and then after communion, we're going to break in our groups and just allow the Holy Spirit. We're going to apply what we have learned today. Amen? Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Let's start with verse 24, all the way up to verse 27. Romans 8. For in this hope, we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. We continue to put our hope in God, no matter whether hindi pa po natin nakikita. See, the confidence, faith is seeing beyond the natural. We look beyond what we see in the natural. We choose to believe what the Word of God promises. Amen? Because the Word of God never fails. Hallelujah. Look at this. Who hopes for what he already has? Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it how? Patiently or eagerly, with perseverance. Now, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. When we are weak, we feel like we're going to give up. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit. That's a wonderful name of our Holy Spirit. He's our helper. Hallelujah. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit, capital S, intercedes for whom? For us, the saints, in accordance with God's will. Amen. And so as we end, I pray that what God has shown us today from His Word would encourage us once more, or even revive us once more in the area of coming to Him in prayer and intercession. What does intercession mean? We pray for others. We not only pray for our own personal interests, but we pray for others. And I said, there's another verse that I would like us to look at this, because we read this among us, the group that gathered last Friday in our time of intercession. Matthew 9. So before we take our communion and before we break into our prayer groups, and our focus in our praying would be praying for people who need Jesus in their lives, who needs to be born again, or who you know of someone at one time committed to the Lord but has backslidden. We need to pray for them. Amen. Now look at Matthew 9, verse 35. Tells us the heart of God, the heart of our Lord Jesus. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching what? The gospel, the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Do you know that God has called us? In every place where He would take us, God would want us to go and share the gospel. What is the gospel? All of us have seen and have fallen short of God's glory, but God has given us our Lord Jesus to die on our behalf, that through His death on the cross, we can have the forgiveness of our sins. And then the Bible tells us that we are saved from our sins. Amen. And look at verse 36. When He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them. We need the love of God. Why do we say that? Because when at times we start with our praying, we understand that love who natin is limited. No? It's limited. But the love of God, it's that agape kind of love. What does agape mean? It's unconditional. It's sacrificial. Meaning to say, pag ang umiral ho sa atin, it's not the work of the Holy Spirit, we tend to give up. Pero si Lord ho, He never gives up on any one of us. Amen? And so kaya there's the mercy of God and His compassion. So the Lord, when He saw the multitude, the Word of God tells us, He had compassion on them. And so that's why you and I need to see people through the eyes of the Lord. Why did the Lord have compassion on these people? Because they were what? Harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field." And we pray that you and I would be the answer to His prayer requests. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank the Lord for His mercy and grace. Let's thank Him for His word once more that He has reminded all of us. It's a reminder for all of us in the area of praying that there's such a need for our minds and our hearts to be renewed in the presence of the true living God. Lord, we just thank You, God, for this time You've given us to be reminded once more that, Lord, it's one of the benefits of coming to know Christ in our lives is now we belong to the unshakable kingdom of God. And that, Lord, part of that is that, Lord, You have called us to be co-laborers in Christ. That, Lord, oh God, You have called us to be ambassadors of Christ. That there's such a great commission that You have given us. And that is to go, Lord God, and share the gospel to many who needs it so badly and desperately. Lord, we realize that, God, we are byproducts. All of us are products of someone whom You have touched and led to pray for us. Someone whom You have anointed, Lord God, and steered their spirits to pray for us and to share to us the gospel unashamedly and boldly, oh God. They took that step of faith, oh God. And Lord, we are forever grateful to You and forever grateful to these people that you have used, Lord God, to bring about your salvation in our lives. But Lord, your will for us does not end there. You would want us, Lord God, to think about others, Lord God, while we are waiting for your second coming, Lord. We thank you, Lord, O God, as we come to you just as we are, Lord God, in our spiritual lives, in our walk with you. Lord, alam mo, Panginoon, ang condition ng hearts naming lahat. In the area of praying, some, Lord God, are discouraged. Some are leaning towards giving up, Lord God. But today, we thank you for reminding us that, Lord, your word tells us that, Lord, our prayers, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man, has power. And it has the power to change hearts, and it has the power to change situations, Lord. All because of the power of your Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, we give ourselves to you, and we come before you and we ask for your forgiveness. Lord, if we have neglected our spiritual disciplines, if we have neglected, Lord God, praying or coming to church to pray with brethren, oh God, Lord, help us, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. Revive our hearts, God. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, of the harvest, that there's so many out there who are hurting. Who are hurting, they are weary, and they're looking for answers. And may you find us faithful, pointing them to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Panginoon, O God, sa aming pagpapray, maraming salamat that, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are our helper. When we are weak, you are the one that we need. You are able, O God, to revive our hearts, O God, and to remind us that, Lord, may power ang prayer namin, O God, because, Lord, you have given us, you have delegated this authority, O God, to pray in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, even before we partake our communion, we come before you and we don't want to take this lightly, God. We would want to come before you, Lord God, and ask that, Lord, you cleanse our hearts, Lord God. And we ask for your help, Lord God, your forgiveness, O God, sa mga areas that we have neglected, the things that we should have done, Lord God, as followers of Christ. And we honor you, Holy Spirit, for being here to help us all, because you are the divine power of God that we need. So thank you, Lord, today, that Father God, even as we pray later on, that God, you have given us that divine power to demolish strongholds, O God, not just in our minds, but in the minds of people we are to pray for. But we would like, Lord God, to give ourselves to you, Lord God, and that you would use us. You would use us as your instruments, O God, to be a part of what you're going to accomplish in the lives of many who need to know Jesus, Lord. As I call on the ushers, as the elements of the communion will be distributed, and we will partake together. Amen. As the elements are being distributed, let us have this time with God and just continue to just talk to him in prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Having our communion now, praise God. Worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy and grace, Lord, abounding in our lives. We'll wait till everyone has the elements. Thank you, Lord. You know that this is such a powerful time for us. As I read these scriptures from 1 Corinthians 11, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.'" That's why we ought to examine ourselves before we eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And so, communion, what does it mean? During that time, the early church remembered that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper on the night of the Passover meal. And Passover is a celebration wherein they were delivered from slavery in Egypt. For us now, what is this? This is a celebration that, because of the death of Jesus on the cross, you and I have been delivered from sin. Egypt is a picture of sin. And what a time that we can remember the perfect sacrifice of our Lord Jesus at that cross, so that you and I can have the salvation that God has given us. Amen. Through Christ. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, even before we partake this bread and drink this cup. Lord Jesus, we remember you. We remember your love for us, your love that is so great, that, Lord, the punishment that should have been ours, you took it upon yourself, because the word says, Jesus, you knew no sin, but you became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. That, Lord, in your mercy and grace, O God, you knew the consequences of sin in our lives, O God, but in your mercy and grace, because, Lord, we cannot save ourselves from it. That's why you had to send Jesus, who is the Lamb of God. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your broken body. That, Lord, you bled and died on that cross. And that because of that, Lord God, we have, Lord God, the benefits of what that cross, your death on the cross, has accomplished for us. Your most precious blood, that we have the forgiveness of our sins. That through your blood, Lord Jesus, we have overcome Satan and his tactics and his lies, O God. That through your broken body, Lord Jesus, we can have our healing, Lord God, for our bodies, O God, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we are proclaiming that today, that our Lord Jesus, he died for us, but he rose again on the third day and is coming back for us soon. And so, Lord, what a time to celebrate your love for us. And as we partake, before we partake this bread, thank you, Lord God, as we have confessed, Lord God, lahat ng aming kakulangan at kasalanan sa iyo, that, Lord, you have forgiven us of all of our sins. As we partake the bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And as we partake the cup, reminding us of God, the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus, that through his blood, we have the forgiveness of all of our sins as we partake the cup. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So what we're going to do right now is, before we form our prayer circles, let's thank the Lord for his word. Amen. Praise God. How many of you received the word of the Lord today in the area of praying? And so, God, we thank you for this time that we can set aside, Lord. We would like to exercise our faith, exercise our spiritual muscles, oh God, remembering that, Lord, you have given us powerful weapons, O God, to demolish strongholds in the minds of people that we are about to lift up to you. We thank you, Lord, O God, for the power of your Holy Spirit at work in us, through us, in our praying. as we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And so, God, thank you, Lord, oh God, for blessing everyone, every prayer warrior, Lord God, in this place, whom you have called, oh God, as we stand in the gap for so many people that need Jesus, oh God, who need Jesus, the light of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit to bring conviction in the hearts of many. And so, Father God, we thank you that you're the God who hears and answers prayers. As we do that right now, let's form our prayer circles. Amen. And let the focus of our praying will be someone that God has placed in our hearts. Someone that you and I know that needs Jesus in their lives. Amen. Praise God. And then later on, we're going to pray for the nation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The smaller the group, the better. Amen. Praise God. And let's be specific with our prayer request to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Samuel. Thank you, Lord. Exalt the Lord first. Lift up his name. Lift up the name of our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The name that is above all names. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We invite you, Holy Spirit of God. Come and pray through us, Lord. Help us in our weaknesses, O God. Help us in our praying, O God. Salamat, Panginoon. Invite the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Allow your Holy Spirit to pray through us, O God. To pray through us, O God. In Jesus' name, Lord. That's right, that's right. Hallelujah. Babakia rarara moshende. My own family, oh God, Lord, I pray for Joel, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, oh God, I demolish every stronghold of Satan's mind, dear Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh God. It's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, you did it all at the cross, oh Jesus. We are enforcing your victory, oh God. Salamat, Lord, for the power of your spirit, oh God, at work in the hearts and minds, oh God, of people being lifted up to you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ganun din si Ani, Panginoon, oh God. Si Christine, oh God, Lord, in Jesus' name, oh God. Your word never fails, oh God. Your word never fails, oh God. We are exercising, oh God, the authority you've given us in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, si Christine, oh God, Lord, in Jesus' name. You have the power to deliver her, oh God. Deliverance, oh God, comes from you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, lahat ng kasinungalingan ni Satan, O God, na tinanim niya, Panginoon, O God, sa puso't kaisipan ng Lord, O God, loved ones namin, O God. Mga kapatiran, O God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, deliver them, O God. Yes. In every family, O God. We speak revival in Jesus' name, O God. Yes, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O God, to Bobby and his whole family, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for Natalie, oh God. I pray that God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, yung naitanim sa kanya, Panginoon, magkaroon siya na another opportunity, oh God. Even as you have reminded her to me, oh God, that Lord, in Jesus' name, tulungan mo kami, turuan mo kami, God, how to win, Lord, people for Christ, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon, O God, that Lord, you have the power to bring healing. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, O God, thank you, Jesus.
Pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, in the name of making your body whole, Lord Jesus.
So God.
We remove this cup, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray, God, that Lord, that the manifestation of your presence.
Yes, yes, O God. Yes, O God, amen.
The overflowing of your spirit.
Yes, thank you, Father God, yes.
That Lord, that this sickness of your body will depart from your Lord Father, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, O God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, O God. You are the same God of today, yesterday, and forever, Lord God.
Thank you, Father God.
That you are the God that never changes, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
That you are the God that heals, Lord Father.
Yes, O God.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, O God.
Strengthen her physical body, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, God, I receive it.
Thank you, O God. Thank you, Jesus,
O God,
for the answer to our prayer, Lord Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
We bless your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
Give you praise, O God. Give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. There's power in your name, Lord Jesus. We call on your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. Salam. Thank you, Lord. The love of God. Pour out your spirit upon us, O God. Yeah, God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we allow your Holy Spirit, oh God. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, oh God. Salamat, salamat, Panginoon. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, oh God. We're speaking to our hearts today, oh God, to remind us that, God, prayer is so important for us to do as a church, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We lift up your name, for your name is above all names, oh God. There's power in your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. For greater are you, Lord, is in us than he that is in this world, oh God. We thank you, Lord, oh God. Itong araw na to, Panginoon. We as a church, oh God, we're enforcing the victory that you have accomplished at that cross, oh God. We thank you for the many prayer requests that have been lifted up to you and are being lifted up right now, oh God. For so many who still need to come to know Jesus in their lives, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would start within our own families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that through the work of your Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, oh God, let there be revival in every home, in every family, oh God. Not just here in this local church, oh God, but even outside the confines of this church building, oh God. We pray that there be a spiritual awakening to happen, oh God, in the lives of many, oh God, who need to know you, Jesus, oh God. Lord, today, oh God, in-apply namin what we have learned, oh God, that in Jesus' mighty name, strongholds, the strongholds of Satan in the minds of many, oh God, are demolished, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God, that they may see their true condition apart from Christ. Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon, oh God. The Lord, by your Spirit, oh God, you're causing people, oh God, to see that they need you, Jesus. That they need their sins to be forgiven by you, oh God. Hinihingi namin ng tulong mo, Panginoon, oh God, through the work of your Holy Spirit. So come, come, oh God. Work in the hearts, oh God. Lord, we pray for our loved ones, oh God. Lord, in Jesus' name, na nasa kadiliman pa, Panginoon, oh God, we ask for that awakening, oh God. That your light shine upon their lives in Jesus' name, oh God, as we lift up your name. That you are the light of the world, oh God. Lord, today we are here before you, oh God, and we ask for your hedge of protection upon our families, oh God. Hinihingi namin ang divine protection mo, Panginoon, para sa amin, oh God. We pray for all married couples, oh God, no matter how many years that they have been together, oh God, that Lord, in Jesus' name, protect our married couples, oh God. Lord, we ask that, Lord, strengthen their marriages, oh God. We ask that, Lord, Jesus be the center of every marriage, oh God. Lord, yung mga, those who are struggling, oh God, in Jesus' name, we pray for them, oh God, that, Lord, you would use us, oh God, to reach out to many who are hurting, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for many children and young people, oh God, coming from broken homes, God. We ask, Panginoon, oh God, for your healing touch upon their minds and their hearts, God, that they too may come to know Jesus, that they would experience the love of God that can heal, that can bring healing, Lord God, to what is broken in their lives, oh God. Lord, we pray, we are interceding for the lives of many young adults, oh God, teenagers, God, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's come before the Lord and just, God, we ask, oh God, for the work of your Spirit, oh God. We ask that, Lord, you would, Panginoon, Lord. We cry out for your mercy upon the lives of our teenagers, God, in Jesus' name. You know what they're going through, God. Their struggles, oh God. God, in Jesus' name, we pray that they be baptized by your Spirit. Lord, yung mga young teenagers namin, right, in this church, oh God, we pray for them and lift them up to you. Palakasin mo sila, Panginoon. Strengthen them in their walk with you, oh God. They need the power of your Spirit, oh God. Baptize them with your Holy Spirit. This is our prayer, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we need the baptism of your Spirit upon us, Lord God. We need your Holy Spirit. We need the love of God. We need the love of God to be poured out in our hearts, God. Lord God, we ask, oh God, we are crying out to you, Lord. Have mercy, oh God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, God. Yes, Lord God. Lord, so many of our teenagers, they are weak. They are harassed, oh God. They're like sheep without a shepherd, God. Hinihinamin ang tulong mo para sa kanila, Panginoon. Kami as a church, mobilize us, oh God, to reach out many young people, oh God, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our schools, oh God. We pray for godly teachers and godly mentors, oh God, for our students, Lord, for the children, oh God, in Jesus' name. When there are subjects being taught in our schools, oh God, not in line with your word, protect the minds of our children, God. Kaya hinihingi namin ang tulong mo, raise up more Sunday school teachers. We pray for parents, oh God. Lord, lalo yung mga young parents, oh God, we pray that God, in Jesus' name, that you would just touch their hearts, oh God, and cause them to see the urgency to mold the minds of their children, young as they are, in the ways of God. That, Lord, it's your word that will equip them to face what's out there, Panginoon, outside the homes, oh God, outside the church, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we are asking, oh God, as we are in our praying, we're pulling out all the deception and the lies na itinanim ni Satan, oh God, in the minds of our children, oh God, in the minds of our teenagers, oh God, we cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, oh God, your word is powerful, oh God. Lord, oh God, so many teenagers are hurting. So many people are hurting, God. Pero Lord, ang kasagutan, the answer, Lord God, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus. God, mobilize us as a church, God. We ask for the work of your Spirit upon all of us, oh God. That, Lord, we would use our time wisely from this day moving forward, God. Panginoon, oh God, bibigyan mo kami ng boldness, God. That we would share to them, Jesus. Not about the church, but you, Jesus. Panginoon, buhay ka, Lord God. We are products, Lord God. Kami na enjoy namin of what it means to be saved by you. But there's so many more who need you, Jesus. Kaya, Lord, I cry to you, God. We cry out to you, Lord God, for many souls to be born into your unshakable kingdom, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for parents, Lord, grandparents, guardians, oh God, we pray for wisdom that comes from you. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, bigyan mo sila ng insight, lahat, Panginoon, ng insight and understanding, oh God. Father God, in raising up their families, Lord God, in the ways of God, that, Lord, we cannot leave the children all to themselves, oh God. But they need guidance, Lord, to be guided by your word. That your word will be, Lord, oh God, na Panginoon, yun ang magiging guide nila sa kanilang paglaki, Panginoon, oh God. That when Satan would throw so many lies, oh God, that will be their greatest defense, oh God. The word of God, the word of God, planted in their minds and in their hearts, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your church, God. Lord, I pray for everyone in this local church, God. We thank you that, Lord, oh God, that, Lord, you are committed to us. Jesus, as our good and great shepherd, we lift up your name that you are our faithful high priest over the house of God. You watch over us. You protect us. You provide for us. You lead us to green pastures beside still waters. So, Lord, for anyone, Lord God, in this local church now who is going through rough times, God, we thank you for the rest today and the comfort, God. And to know that, Lord, you are here for us, here to guide, here to provide, here to heal, here to empower, God, in Jesus' name. We pray that everyone in this local church be an active participant during these end times, God, working occupied doing the Father's business, oh God. May you find us, oh God, steadfast and loyal to you till the end, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, marami pang nangangailangan sa iyo, Lord God. And even as we are preparing for Easter celebration, oh God, we ask, oh God, na yung mga pinagpray namin at binabalak na invited for Easter Sunday as you tarry, God, that you would work in their hearts, oh God. You would give us creative ways on how to invite them, oh God. But Lord, it will take the work of your Spirit to draw them to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you have called us also to pray for those who are in authority, oh God. And so, Lord, narito kami, Panginoon, oh God. Sumusunod sa iyong kautusan, Panginoon, oh God, to pray for those who lead in our government, oh God. Forgive us when we tend to judge or criticize our leaders, oh God. But Lord, authority comes from you. Kaya kung sino man ang nakaupo sa position, oh God, Lord, you allowed it, oh God, because that's what your word says, oh God. It came from you, oh God. And so we're here to lift them up, and we ask, oh God, that you grant them the wisdom that comes from you, oh God, as they lead. In Jesus' name, oh God. We pray for those Christians, oh God, in the halls of Congress, oh God, mga Supreme Court justices, oh God, that Lord, let the fear of the Lord grip their hearts, oh God. Because your word says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Cause them to know that, Lord, nasa yung kasagutan sa ills of this nation, oh God. This nation needs your healing touch, Lord Jesus. We need your grace as a nation, oh God. Hallelujah. Forgive us for our yung division, Panginoon, and strife, Lord God, among us, Panginoon. We ask, oh God, that let there be the renewing of the hearts of minds, oh God, from those who lead down to the ordinary citizen of every city, nationwide, oh God. Let there be, Lord God, a rude awakening, Lord God, that we need to forgive one another as you have forgiven us, oh God. In Jesus' name, we pray for those who lead in schools, in the media. Lord, lalong-lalo sa homes, oh God, as we have prayed earlier. Palakasin mo ang faith ang bawat isa, Panginoon. We need people, oh God, who would lead us to Jesus, Panginoon, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, as a church, our prayer is that you would unite us, oh God. Strengthen us as a church, oh God. That, Lord, na we will be focused. As a church, we will be focused to what you have called us, oh God. As soldiers of Christ, na Panginoon, hindi na kami dapat, Panginoon, oh God, na maging abala sa civilian affairs as what your word says. Give us wisdom, Lord God, how to set our priorities right, Lord. This is our prayer, God. Palakasin mo yung mga tao, Panginoon. Bless everyone in this local church, oh God. Thank you for strengthening our faith, oh God. Thank you that, Lord, oh God, that you are here as you have promised that you will be with us till the end of the age, oh God. And we ask, oh God, for the anointing of your Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, Lord God, na mag-operate sa amin as a church. This is our prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. And above all, as you have reminded all of us, oh God, that, Lord, a praying church is a powerful church. We thank you for reminding us, oh God, na Lord, God, you are true to your word and to your promises, oh God, that every prayer request lifted up in the name of Jesus, oh God, you have heard, and the answers are on their way. We thank you for the ministering angels, oh God, you have sent to take charge over us, oh God, in Jesus' name, and your hedge of protection mo upon us, oh God. And so, Lord God, even as we depart, Lord God, we ask that, Lord, that the guidance of your Spirit be upon your people, Lord God, yung hedge of protection mo, Panginoon, that our minds, oh God, be protected from all the lies and the deceits of the enemy, oh God. Help us, oh God. Bigyan mo kami ng desire to read your word, Panginoon. To fill our minds with the word of God that is truth, oh God, and your words that are life to us, oh God. So bless your people today, oh God. At sa pagkakataong ipagkakalobo pa sa amin, oh God, to come together, Lord God, once more in our Bible studies and Friday nights as we stand in the gap and continually pray for one another. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for just encouraging us that, Lord, you are the God who hears the prayer and the cry of the righteous. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Lord, we even, also before we leave, oh God, we even pray for those who are sick in their bodies, oh God. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, oh God, that Lord, we believe that there's healing power in your name, Lord Jesus. We receive healing for our physical afflictions As we remember those, oh God, who are also sick in their bodies, that, Lord, let there be a divine visitation in their sick beds wherever they are, God. That, Lord, you would cause them to rise up, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, and let your healing virtue flow upon them, oh God, touching them from the crown of their heads down to the soles of their feet, oh God. And by faith we receive, oh God, we receive your strength, we receive your anointing, oh God, and we thank you that we are led and guided by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.